Hi guys, this is
Animal Facts and Animal Snacks.
That's Elise.
And that's Nicole.
And today we're going to do a quick little mini-sode on turkeys.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
So, because it's Thanksgiving, or about to be Thanksgiving, we figured that it'd be really great for us to talk about turkeys because we eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Why, though?
Yeah.
Why do we eat?
So we read a little into this, and of course there were turkeys in the area of Plymouth Rock during this time. However, it's highly unlikely that this is what would have been served at this epic feast, right? They didn't have mashed potatoes or stuffing or pumpkin pie or any of these things that we consider to be traditional Thanksgiving foods.
Right. The first Thanksgiving back in the 1600s, if it actually existed, was probably more food like venison and hardtack bread, things like that.
Correct. Abraham Lincoln actually proclaimed National Thanksgiving Day in 1863. So, although, like you said, 1600s is when Thanksgiving was supposed to have taken place, it wasn't until 1863 that this was actually a holiday, and it wasn't really until the 1900s when the holiday became popular across the country. So it's a relatively new-ish holiday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And right around the turn of the 20th century, things like turkey, cornbread, stuffing, this was something that was taught to new immigrants as a way of Americanizing them because it's what we had.
Turkeys live in the United States as a native species. We had bread available to make stuffing. We had things like corn and cranberries that ripen every fall. And then immigrants brought their own traditions when they came to the United States. So, for example, Irish immigrants brought potatoes, and now we have mashed potatoes as part of our Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then as far as pie, it was just a way to preserve fruits and meats.
So, old-timey refrigerator.
Exactly. A much better refrigerator, right? You're like, instead of refrigerating our foods, we're just gonna make pie.
Right. Okay, so now that we know why turkey is eaten on Thanksgiving, maybe we should learn a little bit about turkeys.
Okay, we have some facts from the Smithsonian Magazine just about turkeys. So, number one, turkeys are more than just big chickens. More than 45 million years of evolution separate the two species.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay, the wild turkey was hunted nearly to extinction by the early 1900s when the population reached a low of around 30,000 birds. But restoration programs across North America have brought the numbers up to 7 million today.
There are 6 species of wild turkeys, all native to North America. The pilgrims hunted and ate the eastern wild turkey, which today has a range that covers the eastern half of the United States and extends into Canada. These birds, sometimes called forest turkeys, are most numerous of all the turkey subspecies, numbering more than 5 million.
Wow. The Aztecs domesticated another subspecies, the South Mexican wild turkey, and the Spanish brought those turkeys to Europe. The pilgrims then brought several of these domestic turkeys back to North America.
Male turkeys are called gobblers after the gobble call they make to announce themselves to females, which are called hens, and to compete with other males. Other turkey sounds include purrs, yelps, and kikis.
That's adorable. An adult gobbler weighs 16 to 22 pounds on average, has a beard of modified feathers on his breast that reaches 7 inches or more in length, and has sharp spurs on his legs for fighting. A hen is smaller, weighing around 8 to 12 pounds, and has no beard or spurs. So they're sexually dimorphic. Both genders have a snood, a dangly appendage on the face, wattle, the red dangly bit under the chin, and only a few feathers on the head.
I like that their body parts are called snood and wattle. It's really funny. Studies have shown that snood length is associated with male turkey health. In addition, a 1997 study in the Journal of Avian Biology found that female turkeys prefer males with long snoods, and that snood length can also be used to predict the winner of a competition between two males.
Everyone knows a woman likes a man with a long snood.
Sorry, we actually had a pause because it was really hard to get that sentence out without laughing.
Poor children. Okay, next fact. A turkey's gender can be determined from its droppings. What?
Ew.
Males produce spiral-shaped poop, and females' poop is shaped like the letter J. That can't possibly be true.
That is so... I mean, that's the Smithsonian
crazy.
Says
the Smithsonian says it's true. If anyone has turkeys, please submit photos.
Ew, of their poop?
Yeah, I need to see this.
Send them directly to Elise, then.
Poop, but I really need to see this.
Okay, so a turkey can run up to 25 miles per hour and fly as fast as 55 miles per hour.
Wow, that's way faster than I would have expected.
Me too.
Okay. A group of related male turkeys will band together to court females, though only one member of the group gets to mate.
Hmm.
It's very altruistic.
And when a hen is ready to make little turkeys, she'll lay about 10 to 12 eggs, one per day, over the period of about 2 weeks. The eggs will incubate for about 28 days before hatching.
Oh, okay. Baby turkeys, called poults. Poults? Poults. Eat berries, seeds, and insects, while adults have a more varied diet that can include acorns and even small reptiles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A predatory animal! Shocking.
There is one other species of turkey, the oscillated turkey, which can be found on the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico.
And last but not least, Benjamin Franklin never proposed the turkey as a symbol for America, contrary to popular belief, but he did once praise it as being a much more respectable bird than the bald eagle.
That's great. And then, to end the episode, we figured we'd do a few little turkey jokes. So,
that
Elise,
sounds great. I'm
going to read them to you.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I cannot wait.
So, what would you get if you crossed a turkey with a ghost?
I don't know what.
A poultry geist. I know. I know. Okay. Why did the police arrest the turkey?
Because he was stuffed.
Because they suspected foul play.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Why did the turkey cross the road twice?
Why?
To prove he wasn't a chicken.
Aw. 45 okay. million years of evolution, buddy. You can do it.
Okay, last one. What happened when the turkey got into a fight?
What?
He got the stuffing knocked out of him.
These were great. Hopefully you enjoyed our turkey mini-sode as much as we did.
Yeah.
This took us much longer to record than we should have because we kept laughing.
Lots of giggles going on. But thanks for listening and have a great Thanksgiving.
Bye, guys.
Bye.